The Story of Grace.
I can still recall being spellbound as I watched Grace Fabian tell the story of her husband's murder in a video titled, Through It All with Jesus. One thing impressed me above all else. The Fabians were anything but shallow Christians given to sensationalism. Instead, they were obviously firmly rooted in the soil of Scripture. This impression was further strengthened when I had the privilege of speaking with Grace personally. Instead of being fixated on Satan's power to possess believers, she was focused on God's power to sustain us in the midst of suffering. Far from overestimating the power and the province of her adversary, she recognized that God is sovereign over all things, including the temptations of Satan. In the cauldron of her suffering, Grace came to know ever more fully that nothing can befall us without first passing through the filter of God's love. In a humble, yet convicting manner, Grace emphasized that Satan never had the upper hand, not even the day of her husband's brutal murder. Nor had she or her husband ever entertained the idea that his killer might be a demon-possessed Christian. The very notion was foreign to Grace. Her response to Arnold's account of Edmund's murder was emphatic. "No, no," she exclaimed. "That's simply not true. I don't know where any of that stuff came from. I hate it when people write and never check their sources." Furthermore, Grace made it clear that since Arnold had no first-hand knowledge of Edmund's killer, he had no basis on which to determine whether or not he was demon-possessed. Conversely, Grace, who did have direct contact, stated, "I don't believe that the one who killed my husband is demonized. He is schizophrenic." In fact, said Grace, "when he was transferred from jail to a mental hospital and began to receive medicine for schizophrenia, he became calm, normal, and able to think thoughts about the Lord." She paused for a moment and added, "I know that when he was in the psychiatric ward, we would read scripture to him, and he appeared to be experiencing the grace of God at least then, if not before." Finally, Grace adamantly denied the notion that Edmund's murder had caused Wycliffe to rethink their position on the relationship with the demonic to believers. In her words, "Our organization has not changed any policy I know of relative to my husband's death in relation to demons. We don't even have a policy on demonization." Wycliffe's U.S. President, Roy Peterson, confirmed that Grace is correct. As he put it, "Our organization has not undertaken any formal review of the relationship of the demonic to believers. If that were the case, Grace would certainly have been aware of it. To use Grace's story in a way she's not familiar with is wrong."